First of all, dear brothers and sisters, I wish to relate greetings of love and peace from our home congregation there in Rockford, a little ways down the road. It's nice to be gathered together with you at these traditional fall services. Already, God has blessed us with His Word through our dear brothers, and we have heard how that faith comes by hearing the Word of God, and it can come to those who are without faith and the hope of heaven. And it also strengthens our weak faith as endeavors on the narrow way of life. And then we heard that beautiful Psalm of David that is full of so much praise and thanks to the Heavenly Father and reminds us of our blessedness as children of God when our sins have been removed as far as the east is from the west. I thought also to read from a psalm, a familiar psalm, the 84th psalm. And it also is a psalm that reminds us of our blessed lot as children of God, when we can be in the care of this kingdom. So from the 84th Psalm, we read and hear these words in Jesus' name. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in Thee. Amen. The psalm has been described as a psalm of one who is on the journey, perhaps one who has been separated from the fellowship of God's children, perhaps one who would have been traveling to Jerusalem for one of the festive services that they held there. And we can hear how the psalm writer was able to behold the beauty of God's kingdom when he says, "How amiable or how lovely are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts." To the dweller in Zion, God through his Spirit reveals the beauty of this kingdom. And on occasions such as this, when at the end of a work week we have been able to gather together around God's holy and precious Word, and when we have entered this church and we have greeted one another, we have seen joyous, smiling faces. Happiness has radiated from the faces of the children of God. It has felt good to come together to be in the fellowship of God's children. The psalm writer in the 122nd psalm, in a similar way, rejoices when he was able to experience gathering there at the temple in Jerusalem. "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." So from the time of the writing of these psalms and the believers of those times, isn't it the same, dear brothers and sisters? Although we experience how it seems difficult to, many times from the busyness of this life, to get ready and come to services, especially perhaps after a busy week in those families where there are many young children to get ready and prepare to come. It can be a big job even to come to services. But when we come to services, we realize how much we have needed to be here. It is, as we heard in the next couple of verses 2 and 3, of how the psalm writer had a strong desire and longing to be in the midst of God's children and in the hearing of his word. "My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God." And then he speaks of or compares this kingdom to a sparrow that has found its nest and gives that picture of that secure, warm nest that the birds have where they have their young. How it is for those birds a place of warmth and security. And he says, "Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God." Such is the kingdom of God. And when here it speaks of this tabernacle, that is amiable or lovely. We know that as we have gathered into this beautiful church this evening, we know that the psalm writer doesn't speak of the physical structure that surrounds us, but he speaks of that spiritual temple that is not made with hands. But it is this kingdom of God. And when the children of God gather together, we experience this beautiful and lovely tabernacle, the fellowship of God's children, where we can hear the Word of God and be strengthened and comforted in our weak faith. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them. This describes, dear brothers and sisters, our precious lot as children of God. We are the most fortunate of all people when we can own this name of a child of God, when we have, through the power of the gospel, experienced that our sins have been removed. All of our sins have been washed away in the blood of the Lamb. And truly, there can be no better condition, despite what our temporal condition and life may be. Perhaps we are experiencing difficult trials of life, perhaps trials of health or trials of employment, trials that loved ones have departed from God's kingdom, difficulties in one way or another. But yet, Heavenly Father wants to encourage you to raise your tired gaze to the author and finisher of your faith, the Lord Jesus. And to, even in the midst of sorrow and trial and difficulty, be encouraged and to remember the blessed lot that you have as a child of God. You can rejoice of your own salvation, even though the travel here can be difficult. As it was even for the psalm writer, who passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. This valley of Baca seems to speak of the difficult travels. And as David in that 23rd Psalm speaks of the valley of the shadow of death that we must walk through. Yes, we endure trials and experience trials on this way, but we know from God's Word that they teach patience, and they are also for the good of them that believe. And so we even accept trials and difficulties from the hand of God and understand that the endeavor is a narrow way and often difficult. But yet we experience much joy in the fellowship of God's children. And we go, as it says here, from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. These pools that the writer speaks of, we can liken unto those pools and wells of salvation where we can dip into those waters of life to refresh ourselves with the power of the gospel. And then we go from strength to strength, or from victory to victory in Zion. Another interesting thing about this psalm is that it says that it is a psalm for the sons of Korah. And it's interesting to note that when we remember Korah and his followers, how on the wilderness journey they rose up against Moses and Aaron. And they had this kind of accusation against Moses and Aaron, that you take too much upon yourselves, and that the whole congregation is holy. And Moses, I think, had this kind of a response, that who am I, or who is Aaron? But they understood themselves to only be men. But they were men that God called into those places of responsibility. And they endeavored in obedience. But Korah and those followers who, it said, were men of renown in the congregation, they were also descendants of Levi, as I understand it, and they served in the tabernacle in the lower order of the priesthood, where they would take care of the practical things that needed to be done in the congregation. But for some reason, they were not content in that calling which God had given them. And Moses asked them that, do you also seek the priesthood? And it seemed that they were seeking more than that place that God had given them to serve in. They didn't understand it to be an important enough role or place to serve in. So then when we hear how the psalm writer says, for a day in thy courts is better than a thousand, I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. The psalm writer was willing to take the lowliest task in the kingdom of God, but to remain as a child of God. And so it is, dear children of God, for us, that no matter what role or duty God has called us into, we can accept that as His will, and we can do it with those gifts freely as He has given. And we want to be content with that which He gives in His wisdom. For He knows us, as we heard in that psalm that our brother read, that He knows our frame. He knows each of us so closely, and He distributes those gifts according to His will. But isn't it a wonderful matter when we consider the sons of Korah, who were preserved in faith, even though their father had gone into heresy and perished in that condition? Yet they were able to, even in the midst of their sorrow, rejoice over personal salvation, and that they could be in the house of God, that they were able to, through the power of the Holy Spirit, be able to see the beauty of God's kingdom and how it was such a beautiful matter for each of them personally to be a child of God. And so when we have gathered this evening at these fall services, isn't it this encouragement that we have come seeking? We have found that our endeavor has been weak and faulty and failing. I'm sure even as we reflect on the days of this past week, we can find and see how many places we have been faulty. Perhaps many short, impatient words have come. Perhaps we have offended those who have been closest to us. Perhaps we have experienced how our minds have been caught up in these temporal matters, so that there has hardly been room to think about these matters of faith and our precious lot as children of God. For that reason, God has called us together to encourage us, to comfort us, to strengthen us in our weak faith, to unite us again as His children, and remind us of the importance of Christian fellowship and unity in the Holy Spirit. The enemy in our times is trying very hard to break the unity and love of God's children. He knows that he has little time. He wants to do his destructive work. He would want to take those precious souls away that God has redeemed with a great price, with the blood of his own dear Son. Let us make new promises this evening, dear brothers and sisters, that we would seek the middle, secure place of God's kingdom. We would want to be there where the mother congregation is guiding and teaching. We want to be there where the Spirit guides and teaches and leads on the narrow way of life. There where, through the power of the gospel, we are able to hear and believe the forgiveness of all our sins. From under whatever trials, burdens, and doubts, even sins that have beset on the journey, dear brothers and sisters, as you find yourself, lift up your hearts to believe, all sins and faults of the journey forgiven, in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. Believe unto peace, freedom, and joy. We can simply trust and believe in this amiable and beautiful kingdom of God. We have a precious lot and a precious portion. I have also come with many doubts and fears and wrong watchings and many sins. Can I also believe my sins forgiven? I want to believe with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us unite in closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for your word. We ask that you would help us to remember that which you have taught and that encouragement that you have given us. Give each of us strength in our own battles, which you know so well. Help each of us. Preserve these children and youth who are gathered with us, along with the parents and elders and grandparents. Preserve us all as your children. Protect us from the onslaughts of the enemy. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.